the artists, singers who are occupying the National Arts Council building in Johannesburg have been served with an eviction notice. The matter went to court, and the court ruled in the favor of the application from the National Arts Council. The artists are there. They there because they accuse the National Arts Council of mismanaging COVID-19 relief funds and of breaking promises. They have said in response that they are going nowhere. We have decided that we will follow the example of the NAC. They ignore legally binding documents like contracts, so we will ignore the order to vacate because we have not done anything wrong. We are still looking for answers. That's an introduction to a discussion about the theatre and dance, the performing arts sector, which I think it is possible to argue convincingly has been the sector that has perhaps been the most affected by COVID-19 lockdowns, the inability of theatres to open except under very strict conditions, conditions which don't allow any significant income to be brought in, which can be dispersed to actors and dancers and so on. They, artists, really, I know that firsthand, really are suffering. And recently formed is something called the Theatre and Dance Alliance. We're joined by the chair of the Theatre and Dance Alliance, Lindiwe Letwaba. Lindiwe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for having us.
Huge pleasure. I do love the acronym for the Theatre and Dance Alliance, TADA. Ta-da!
Ta-da! We are here.
Was that deliberate? Or did somebody go, TADA, ta-da, that works.
It wasn't deliberate at all, but we like the acronym as well. And somehow it fits in to what the purpose of the organization is. If I may, we recognize that the art has been operating in silos, and as a result, it was easier for organizations like the National Arts Council to treat us the way that they have, because we were never a united front. Everyone was operating in the small corner. So that's how we were formed. We were formed just to make sure that we unite and form a sense of community within the theater and dance space, and be a voice for all the organizations and individuals operating in the sector. So somehow that acronym just works perfectly, because then we are here to represent everyone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the actors have had a union. They've had it's gone through various names. I think the most recent name is the South African Guild of Actors. But I'm not aware of dancers having had any kind of representative body offering a common voice about issues of importance to the dance fraternity.
Not at all. And but after Minister Nathi Mthethwa's irresponsible tweet, the artists took.
This is the one where he said the arts and the arts community.
Well and alive.
Love, yeah, okay.
Mm. Whereas we all know, under lockdown, all the artists in South Africa and all the arts houses, theatres and producing houses didn't work since the end of March in 2020 until we were put on level one, but with strict restrictions where some theatres just saw that it might be pointless for us to open and operate under these conditions. So there's an organisation that's been started just to answer around the dance. It's called the Dance Alliance, and it's also an associate organization of TADA. They're still very much in their formation stages. So it's called Dance Alliance, and it's headed by Lisego van Niekerk. They are out there. They are on Facebook. So if any other dancers would like to associate with an organization that represents their interest, that is their go-to organization.
There are a significant number of their individual members, and then there are group members, the South African Guild of Actors, their various dance ensembles, their various theatre companies, and there are various festival companies that do dance and theatre at their festivals, which are part. So it's a wide umbrella under which you are sheltering.
Yes, it is. It is. And simply because we recognize that we have to pull our resources together as the industry. So your SAGAs and your theater forums and your PMAs are already working with members that we are hopefully representing. So we found it that when we pull together all these membership-based organizations, then we can reach the members that we want to serve far better than if we were to want to pull members just for TADA and not align with the other membership organizations. And I mean, they've done a lot of work in their spaces. So all that research that is already in their hands, would like to take it and use it in terms of advocacy going forward for the sector.
And I mean, how do you work? Who do you engage with? We've got the sit-in at the National Arts Council. That is the sort of most obviously burning issue facing the sector, that there was a promise of this presidential employment stimulus program, funding of 300 million rand. Projects were identified. They were put forward. They were approved. Money was promised, and the money has not been forthcoming. It is, and we know that the National Arts Festival has the resources to take the matter to court, and as a result of that court action, when I spoke to the National Arts Festival last week, they were expecting the money to arrive in their bank account at any minute. So, I mean, that's an obvious thing where you can represent a coalition of theatrical and dance interests. Where else do you hope to act on behalf of your members?
So as you said in your introduction, the alliance has just recently launched. So over the weekend we met in Stellenbosch, where we were outlining the activities and the goals of each working group. So we've got around 10 working groups. Some of them are internal, of course, like things like fundraising and membership and all of those. But the working groups that are going to be serving the membership and the sector are advocacy and campaign, which is going to look into launching campaigns and trying to work with the greater sector in terms of pushing the agenda of what we need and all of those things. And then the other one is capacity building. Capacity building is, we recognize that members have got so much need for knowledge that we as individuals or as individual organizations hold, but we are not sharing with each other. So this working group would be working around those spaces of then putting information out in the public for the different members to understand other different sectors, things like the white paper, for instance. Not so many people know and understand what's contained in the white paper. So those working groups would be looking into that. Another one is rights and remunerations. The other one is theater, dance and theater and dance policies. That one is specifically designed to advocate along with the policies in government. So we want to have a seat on those tables.
There's a lot that you're doing. And I think this is important because I was an actor once a long time ago. I still am occasionally an actor, and I've continued to stay in touch and be friends with a lot of actors and people in the other performing arts. And generally, you know, performing artist wants to perform. You want to dance, or you want to act, or you want to direct. You want to be a theatre maker. But it's really important that you develop the background in this other kind of stuff as well. So you're not at the mercy of people who would take advantage of your ignorance in these matters.
Yes, correct. That's very correct.
Lindiwe, thank you very, very much for talking to us, and we wish TADA, the Theatre and Dance Alliance, enormous success. Lindiwe Ledwaba is the chairperson of TADA, Theatre and Dance Alliance.